Now, Mike is on the phone. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, Chris. I'm calling from Cape Town. I've got a question for you.
Go on.
I'm calling about the effect of the gravitational pull of the moon has on our tides. As I understand it, the moon, when it's directly overhead, causes the oceans to rise and thus giving us our high tide. And we experience that twice every 24 hours. But the moon, in fact, is only overhead once every 24 hours at the same spot. Now, what causes the second high tide?
Dominic, what do you think?
Well, Mike's absolutely right that it's the pull of the moon on the water in the oceans which causes the tides. And the moon is, of course, only ever above one point in the Earth at any given time. The effect is actually that the Earth is of a finite size and the water on one side is pulled fractionally more strongly than the water on the other side because it's closer to the moon and the gravitational force decreases with distance from the moon. And the water which is closer to the moon is pulled more strongly, and so it's pulled up into a tide. On the opposite side, it's pulled slightly less strongly, and so it's pulled down less strongly towards the surface of the Earth. And so you get a second bulge on the far side of the Earth.
So, in other words, there are two blobs of water on the Earth's surface. One closest to the moon because the water is feeling a force from the moon and you've got a bulge there. And then on the opposite side of the Earth, furthest away from the moon, because that water is further from the moon, it's being pulled less than the Earth is. So you've got a second bulge there. And at 90 degrees, you've got two dips, which are the low tides. Is that right?
That's exactly it.
So there you go, Mike. Thank you. Brilliant question.